Day 1. Welcome to Day 1. When's the last time you thought about your relationship to music? It's probably something you haven't spent much time thinking about, or possibly have never thought about at all. It may even seem a little weird to you. That is where the entire journey begins. All of our nervousness when we perform. All of our frustration in the practice room. It's all rooted in some way or another to our relationship to music. So, first, we need to critically examine our personal relationship to music and be completely honest with ourselves. It's not always easy being completely honest with ourselves, and sometimes we're not that proud of what we find. But nobody's perfect, so just relax. Don't judge yourself too harshly, and instead, simply observe your thoughts, attitudes, and emotions throughout the process. Trust the process. You're on the right path. After all, you've consciously decided to take this important step and reprogram your mind to achieve your optimal creative state as a musician. When we first begin to play music, we're curious and interested. Everything is exciting, new, and fresh. But sometimes, the more we learn, the more we get away from our own enjoyment and expression. We learn about music theory, we learn about ear training, we learn new pieces, new songs, new techniques. Over time, we're told we have to play a certain way or aren't allowed to play a certain way. And this activity that started out as a fun, creative outlet is now frustrating and limiting. Then the competition starts. We see and hear others that we think are better than us. We second-guess everything we play and practice. We're jealous of their technique or their sound, or perhaps we're angry that they received a position in a band that we wished we had gotten. And then these feelings of competition and jealousy can conjure up feelings in ourselves of inadequacy and doubt, questioning our self-worth. We no longer think that we're good enough. We frequently connect our self-worth as a human being to our talent as a musician. We think about, even dream about, how great it would be to impress people with our musical talent, and we practice in hopes of impressing them with our skills. Now, what I just described for you, you probably can relate to on some level. They may be extremely strong thoughts in your mind to the point that they are affecting your ability as a musician, or they may just be present in your mind, hovering in the background. Often, we're not even aware of these negative thoughts and how harmful they can be to our musical development. As time goes by, they grow stronger, taking more and more control of us. To connect with music and to be free from these detrimental thoughts and attitudes, we must align ourselves with new thoughts and attitudes. Why do we truly play music? We need to remember that we play music because we love it. We don't play for other people, to impress them, or to seek their approval. Music is a creative outlet for us, a chance for self-expression, a journey of self-discovery. We want to play music like the individual that we are. Of course, we want to learn from our musical heroes, but ultimately, we wish to express our own unique perspective. And playing music is fun. We need to always remember that we enjoy playing music. So if you're ready, we'll begin the journey toward reprogramming our mind to have a positive relationship to music. We'll remember and reinforce why we play music, who we play music for, and how we personally want to play music. As we reprogram and reframe our relationship to music, we'll deal with thoughts of competition, jealousy, frustration, and other harmful thought patterns in the process. Now go ahead and get into a comfortable position and relax. You might sit on the couch or lie down on your bed or even the floor. Do whatever you have to do to get into a comfortable position. Now that you're in a comfortable position and you are relaxed, go ahead and close your eyes. Focus on your breath. As you breathe in, say in your mind, "I'm aware I'm breathing in." And as you breathe out, say in your mind, "I'm aware I'm breathing out." Continue this mindful breathing as you relax more and more. Let all your thoughts go. They're just thoughts. Now you're entering into an even deeper state of relaxation. Gradually, your entire body and mind are relaxing more and more. You're going deeper and deeper into a state of extremely deep relaxation. Each and every muscle of your body is now relaxing. Go ahead and focus on your breath and the sound of my voice. Hear the sound of my voice in your mind. Hear it as though it is the voice inside your mind. These are your attitudes, your ideas, your words. These are your thoughts. Let them resonate in your mind. With each repetition, allow them to sink deeper and deeper. Believe them more and more. Repeat them in your mind over and over. I am lucky to play music. I play music because I love it. I am creative, and I approach music in a creative way.